I feel like for me, my major problem was always online dating. So I actually only managed 3 weeks of online dating because I just really struggled with it. And when I think back to the reason why I found it so difficult, I think it stems back to that fear of rejection and abandonment. So the idea that essentially you are disposable when you meet somebody and they decide that actually you're not exactly what they want, so they're just going to discard you and move on to the next person because it's so easy with online dating. I found that was really difficult for me to manage. It wasn't necessarily the case that I was attaching to that person, but it was just the knowledge that actually it's all so superficial. And the minute I show any weakness or show any flaws, they could potentially just write me off and move on to the next person. And when you have BPD, I think not only is that a challenge in itself, but also it sounds really horrible, but it kind of cheapens your value in the dating market because you know that people are possibly less likely to stick around if they think that they've got to put any amount of effort in. And I think that just completely switched me off from it from the beginning. So yeah, I just think that it wasn't for me. I don't know if other people feel the same, but that fear of rejection, it just really enabled that. And yeah, that's why I just prefer to meet people in real life, although that is becoming more and more difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I think online dating for me was, that's how I met my husband. So I feel kind of like I have mixed feelings about it. It does feel a little bit like you are up at auction, kind of like, who wants to take this home? And you have to kind of sell yourself. But you can't be, you know, you can't be too confident, but you can't be too much of a wallflower either. Like, you have to put enough of yourself out there. And that, I will say that that was a challenge because it's, especially at the time, knowing that I had BPD and feeling like, what are my selling points? You know, I was one of those people that was, I've been in and out of therapy since I was 13. I spent most of my life and most of my energy kind of working on my mental health. And so then at that point, it's like, what do I have to offer somebody? Like, actually, like, the reason that my husband and I started going out was because we both like sushi. We started out as sushi buddies because that was one of the things that we could connect on.
I think it's hilarious, isn't it? There's such an etiquette and such a way of working with dating pics. Like, you know, the whole dating profiles and stuff like that. You know, the fact that you turn up and you are your actual height seems to be a rarity. Apparently, I had one person thank me because I hadn't sent them a dick pic, which was a rarity. I didn't know that was a, you know, was supposed to be. Apparently that's a lot of guys just send them out without asking.
Something that I particularly find difficult with online dating is that for me, I found men in particular, like as a gay guy, just really have a hard time with communication. And I think online dating strips away a lot of the things that I often rely on to assess how somebody's really coming to the table when they're talking to me about a specific thing, because I read people well when I'm sitting in front of them. Doesn't mean I don't ignore what I read. Sometimes that happens, right? And I ignore these glaring red flags. But I think online dating can be complicated because it permits people to present the best version of themselves or present the version of themselves that they wish to present. And I found a lot of people in general have an issue with direct communication. So they're not always telling me honestly what they think about something, and I'm left to figure it out, or they change their behavior and I can't easily ascertain why that's happened. And that just makes it, for me in particular, like, just the mental gymnastics I have to go through all the time when I'm going into dating context because of that, it's exhausting. And because, you know, we are overthinkers, a lot of us, it just gets really messy, right? My brain's just constantly working 100 miles per hour, and I'm not even enjoying my interactions with this person anymore at that point. I'm just thinking to try to understand them. And I remember in like my most recent dating situation, that was something that kept coming to my mind so often, was like, I'm trying to figure this person out. more than I'm just enjoying being with them. And that's a chore. It's exhausting. And I was thinking as well, you know, like growing up as a gay guy, the dating, online dating culture in particular, you know, you've got apps like Grindr, etc. It's so sexualized, or that's what it felt like to me. That was my experience of it. And it felt like if I wasn't doing that or feeding into that, then I wasn't really part of it. Does it make sense? Or like part of the community? And I was trying to find kind of a bit of an identity in it. And I feel it's a bit of a difficult thing for me to explain, because I don't really want to go down this rabbit hole of sort of making it look like gays are really promiscuous or whatever. It's not the kind of angle, but it's just that I know for myself that, like, when I was growing up, like, sexual encounters were the only way that I could kind of like connect with other guys and have like a gay experience, while my parents were still struggling with me coming out and all of this sort of stuff. So like that was all I could get access to, and I accepted that, and that kind of pattern moved out from sexual encounters and into just general encounters. Like, I accepted so little and gave a lot in all of my relationships. I would accept the bare minimum.
The apps, we're looking at them as dating apps. So people are putting forward this single page resume of all the best things that they have, which they can only really sustain for a couple weeks. And then after a while, they either don't have the energy, they don't have the interest, or they don't have like the ability to sustain that one page resume image. It's heartbreaking because I see so many beautiful people who are so excited on these first two dates, and then all of a sudden they're just like, why is everything changed? Is it me? Like, I don't know what the issue is anymore. I think associating that switch entirely to BPD isn't fair both to people with BPD and to people in general. I think it's very much symptomatic of
being a person.
Being a person, but also the landscape that's been forced upon people who want to go and date. They are now, it's now put your best, like, even I think even the profiles or the prompts and things, like, put your best things forward. What are you interested in? What's all this about you? Put your best version of yourself forward, which is just unrealistic. You can't sustain your best self. And like, for me, one of the best things I feel like I did was stop looking at dating apps like dating apps, and instead started looking at them as introduction apps. I'm just introducing myself to you. I'm not trying to date you. I'm not trying to do anything like this. I just want to meet someone new. You could be cool. You could not be cool. But here's just me. By the way, here's all my neurodivergence-ness. And also, I really like dinosaurs. Like, just here's an introduction, as opposed to here's the person that I think you're going to like for the rest of your life.
Well, thank you, everyone, so much for watching season 3 of the BPD Bunch. Make sure to like, subscribe, and turn on your notifications so you don't miss any updates. And we will see you again in season 4. Bye.
Bye.